Hey, look, Abandu here, a second audio brew of the day as we celebrate the Order's dedication of Adisthana, our new retreat centre near Malvern. I'm just gathering a few impressions from people, many of whom here for the first time, what they think about this amazing place. So here we are, one of them, Vimala Sara from Canada.
Well, yeah, Canada via the UK. Actually, it's absolutely inspiring being here. For me, you know, I've been to other Buddhist traditions and I've always felt like, oh, why don't we have a place where it's like a community and you know, there can be communities come here and be pilgrims. I mean, I just really feel like I'm a pilgrim coming here, and it's just so inspirational. I mean, it means that, you know, if we want to come and study for a while, there's a place for us to come and study. You know, if we just want to just be in the heart of the Sangha in the UK, we can just come and stay here for a couple of nights. It's just really inspirational, and I really hope that actually that Adisthana actually introduces the Dana economy. I'm really hoping that they will introduce that, and that also that they actually really introduce a community for Anagarikas. I think that would be, you know, this is an ideal place where, you know, well, in our tradition we do have Anagarikas, but the problem is that there isn't a monastery where Anagarikas can live, and I just think that this would be an ideal place for a community of Anagarikas to live here. So it's absolutely brilliant. Okay, over and out.
Hey, Vimala Sara, that's fantastic. Thank you very much. This now with Arjavin, who's been one of the main people responsible for the renovation and conversion of this old school and oil company headquarters into a Buddhist retreat centre. Arjavin, how do you feel today, and what's your reflections so far?
Well, hugely relieved and delighted to see so many faces looking good and happy. It's just really great to see so many people here. We had a lovely day yesterday where all the contractors came and a lot of the neighbours, and today all the order members who were able to come, and it's flooded with people, and it's really lovely for me to see so many people enjoying being here. And the weather's really rather nice, sort of mixture of showery and beautiful blue skies, and it feels warm. And it's just lovely. The countryside's looking glorious. The accommodation's all sorted. And hopefully everything's working.
That's my main worry.
Well, I was just thinking, you spent so long planning it and designing it all out on paper. And maybe today is about seeing life flowing into those plans and the spaces that the plans represent.
Yeah, I entirely agree with that, and it's really lovely just seeing the shrine room full of people, the lecture hall or the old swimming pool as it was, full of people listening to a lovely talk, absolutely packed out, people sitting on the floor around the sides, and really great to just see nearly all the accommodation being used, and it is really very satisfying. It makes all the last sort of 9-10 months work really well worthwhile.
I've been poking my head into some of the spaces kind of backstage, and it's very clear the work isn't finished yet. In fact, there's a fair bit to do. I wonder how you feel about that, because there must be a bit of a climax today, so the thought of another few months going on, well, does that feel all right or a bit too much?
Well, it won't be me, yeah, I feel fine, but everything that's left now is much more superficial, so it's painting, decoration work, much more just superficial stuff, so the really heavy duty sort of sewage and biomass, sure, and the heating and the water supply and the gas and getting Banti in here, and the basic the sort of fundamental accommodation and ventilation systems and the building management systems that have gone in are all in. Now it's Gilding the Lily, which is very, very straightforward and will require a lot of hard work. But and I'll be on call, available, you know, to be come up on odd times. So I'll be very interested to come up again in maybe the beginning of October to sort out the when the weather's cool. We've had a very funny time with the heating. Every time we got the boilers going, the weather warmed up so much that we didn't need heating. Mm. And every time they gave a little teething problem, the temperature dropped.
I must say, I think personally there's something very heroic about builders, because at the end of the day, almost all their work is covered up. And all you see is the gilding on the lily, the last coat of paint and the furnishings and the pictures on the wall. And actually nobody ever thinks about the sewage and the wiring and the insulation and the fire doors and all those crucial boring things which Arjavin here has been sweating over for so many months now. So I do think we owe him a vote of thanks. Something heroic and also something very modest about builders, I think. They just sort of disappear into the background. So I'd like to say thank you very much.
I'd also like to say, having heard what's just been said, a very big thank you to the team that enabled this to happen. I'm just part of one part of that team. And there's been an enormous amount of effort by various people who've really put an enormous amount of effort into it, both Sangha and non-Sangha. We've got a really good, enthusiastic group of subcontractors who are not actually much to do with the movement, but they've really seen the vision here. And Tim Kroski, who's been our architect and has been here steadily, and Ratna Dharani, who's been our sort of client, if you like, have all worked very hard indeed to make this happen. And there's been some marvellous, really marvellous work on the carpentry, joinery, electronics, electrics, plumbing, some phenomenal plumbing gone on. Huge project in plumbing terms. And I'm really grateful to all those people for keeping it going. And also to the cook. And the
definitely
people who
the
have cooks, because they say an army marches on its stomach. A building site certainly does march very much better, or work very much better, for hot meals and good sound meals, timely preparation of those meals. And it hasn't always been difficult, because we've had some very difficult services problems to keep the kitchen going in various guises. The weather's been pretty much against us for most of the winter, so the cooks have done very, very well. Savannah Marnie has done extraordinarily well. He's just steadily kept at it.
And it's a fantastic thought to think, well, here we are, and it'll be a Buddhist retreat centre, probably, hopefully, for a very long time. You know, my lifetime, Arjavin's lifetime, and beyond. So here we are on day one of the dedication of Adhisthana. Lekabantu over and out, and more from me later when we celebrate the actual dedication itself. Bye for now.